Report: Federal grand jury subpoenas James Comey advisor regarding alleged leaks to New York Times. By Amy Furr on September 1, 2026. An advisor to former FBI Director James Comey has reportedly been subpoenaed by a federal grand jury as Comey faces an investigation into his alleged threats against President Donald Trump's life. The subpoena was issued Monday regarding Comey's longtime friend and advisor as officials probe the former director for allegedly leaking classified information, according to Fox News, which cited several law enforcement sources. The action targets Daniel Richman and indicates officials with the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, have renewed their probe regarding leaks to the New York Times. During President Trump's first term in office, authorities investigated the issue, but it was shut down when former President Joe Biden, D, took office. Richman played a central role in the initial investigation into the leak in 2018, and he later filed a lawsuit claiming his Fourth Amendment rights were violated when material from his devices was seized during later investigations, the Fox article continued. Prosecutors had relied on the files to indict Comey on charges of making false statements and obstructing Congress in connection with his 2020 testimony on FBI officials anonymously giving information to news outlets. The indictment accused Richman, previously a special FBI employee, of communicating with reporters about investigations into 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton in that year's election loss to President Donald Trump. In May 2025, Comey deleted an Instagram post that called to 8647, which some took to mean a threat against Trump, Breitbart News reported, noting the message was seen in an arrangement of seashells on a beach. Comey was later indicted for allegedly threatening the president's life. U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche said in May the indictment against Comey was about more than the Instagram post. This is not just about a single Instagram post. This is about a body of evidence that the grand jury collected over the series of about 11 months. That evidence was presented to the grand jury. And it's not the government. It's not the Department of Justice. It's not Todd Blanche that returns an indictment against James Comey. It's the grand jury, he explained. Senator Josh Hawley, R-Mo, in May said Comey lied to Congress, adding, "This is a guy who took classified information out of the FBI and lied about it. This is a guy who leaked to the media sensitive FBI material, lied about it. This is a guy who lied to a court to get wiretaps. He lies, he lies, he lies. He cheats, he steals. This is a bad dude, and he ought to get everything that's coming to him." Comey recently asked a judge to drop the charges against him while arguing the 8647 post was political speech and not a threat on President Trump, who has survived several assassination attempts.